From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's postcard from Pop Brad time. You have just been in such... I don't know what the word is, really. Such suspense. Having bated breath. Waiting for something very special. And yet you've come to... Postcard from Pop Red. Oh, well, never mind. Hi, this is Eric Wiltshire at the base of the Tatry Mountains. Glorious sunshine. So much to tell you this week. Lots of anniversaries to get into. But first of all, must remind you, this is, as I said, me at the bottom of the mountains. We're in a town called Pop Red, which is out on the sort of eastish side of Slovakia. It's a glorious sunny day. It's blue skies, little cloudy bits. Not bad. Lots of young ladies walking around... in summer clothes. And across the pond is my cohort, none other than the man who's going to get his hair done this weekend, Lee Banks.
Am I?
Yes.
What am I going to do to my hair? I can't do anything to my hair.
I have it really on a great authority that this week something is being done to your shambolic hair.
You can get lost. In fact, take me 15 years to grow my hair this long. If I shave it, if I have it cut off...
Oh, no, it's not cut... No, you're not having it cut off. I can promise you that. Just groomed...
I'm not having it pink. It
just groomed a little bit.
Oh, all right. I don't mind that. A little bit of grooming.
Because otherwise otherwise a diva's going to fall out with you. But that's another story. In today's programme, boys and girls, we will be paying tribute to the fabulous serving officers of 70 years ago. Sorry. And taking that into a serving Marine of 2010, very shortly. Yep. But first, we've got to say hi to the guys over in Talk Radio X Replay and the wonderful people on Audio Boo, and, of course, you lovely people on RTI. Bless. Loads of messages to get through. And I guess we'll start off with a serious bit, shall we, firstly?
Go on, then. Which one?
Well, it goes like this, boys and girls. And it's very weird for people of... Lee and I's age group, because we're too young to remember a lot of things that went on in the last century, and yet too old to sort of mingle into other areas. So we're sort of like stuck in the middle. And I say that because when I came out to Slovakia, one of the things that really hit me terribly hard was the fact and the memories of World War II, because in the UK we were quite lucky in many, many ways, because the Nazi troops never got to England, so we were kept slightly aloof from it, I suppose. And yet when I came here, I spoke to some Slovak people, and I got some really horrific stories of what went on in World War II. And of course, not that many kilometres away from us is Auschwitz, and that brings more things into play about what happened and how people were herded on trains and what could have actually been, I guess, a terrible outcome, and would probably have meant that I wouldn't be sitting here doing this programme, and Lee and I wouldn't be talking to each other, would we, Lee?
Well, no, I concede your point. Yeah, you're quite right.
Yeah.
It was a world-changing event.
Yes. And as it goes, 70 years ago this particular week was one of the most powerful speeches ever made by the late Sir Winston Churchill in Parliament. And he made this speech to, I guess, inspire the troops of the time. But to me, and a little bit of comment from Lee before we go into it, it's... The speech actually has got two meanings to me. One, I can understand what he was doing at the time. But the second thing is, I think he's quite right in that many people do so much for so many, and yet we should never, ever forget them, should we, Lee?
No, that's right. They are called unsung heroes.
Yeah.
And in mine and your life, we have quite a few of them, actually, I'm proud to say.
Which,
and I think we should sing about them a bit.
Yes, I quite agree. So first, to commemorate the speech that was made by Sir Winston Churchill 70 years ago this particular week, during the Battle of Britain, which went on till October, all I can say to you, ladies and gentlemen, is just listen and take the message and just think about how it applies to you, even today.
The gratitude of every home in our island, in our empire, and indeed throughout the world, except in the abodes of the guilty, goes out to the British airmen who, undaunted by odds, unwearied in their constant challenge and mortal danger, are turning the tide of the world war by their prowess and by their devotion. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
Welcome back, dear listeners. That is one of those speeches that makes my hair stand on end on my arms. It's very powerful, isn't it, Lee? It's unbelievable.
Very powerful stuff. Very powerful stuff. Yeah, and it's and like you said before, it fits in. It's still relevant today. It's still a relevant statement that you can fit into all sorts of ways and means of living.
Yeah, exactly.
Just one thing just struck me though while I was listening to it, yeah. And I'm not being rude about Winston Churchill when I say this. It's just, you know, that speech was powerful, and he's known as one of the world's greatest orators. But was he really one of the world's greatest orators, or was he just in the right place at the wrong time?
I don't know.
And had a very good scriptwriter.
That I don't know either, but...
One way or the other, it doesn't take away from it what was said.
No, absolutely. And further to that, that takes us quite nicely across to Leeds, in the north of the UK, because there's a fabulous man, Liam Brentley, who just on 10 weeks ago was actually shot in Afghanistan, very, very seriously. The great news is that the guy has got back to the UK, and whilst his speech and walking is not good yet, he is back on his feet again. He used to play for Leeds Rhinos, which is one of the big rugby. I don't know what you'd call it in America, boys and girls. I have no idea whatsoever.
No, I haven't.
But it's a kind of cross between American football and soccer, I suppose. In America,
it's sort of like cheating in soccer because you kick the ball off.
It's a funny shaped ball like American football. But anyway, this guy is just so amazing. And we've got a little clip for you now. This was on the BBC this week. And I'm very proud to say one of the guys on there is Terry Butterworth, that both Lee and I know well. He does an amazing job with the... he's a retired major in the army. And he does loads and loads of good stuff with the military. He walked over to offer Liam a little holiday. And this is what it sounded like last night on BBC Look North.
And tonight here at rainy Bramall Lane, it's Sheffield Eagles against Lee in Rugby League's Championship. A night for heroes, especially in this weather, but for one in particular, returning Royal Marine Liam Brentley will be with him shortly.
Right, let's go to Sheffield, and more specifically Bramall Lane, where there's a very special game going on tonight.
You know, it's dedicated to our armed forces, and in particular, Liam Brentley. Now, Liam played with great distinction for Sheffield Eagles before quitting professional rugby league and joining the Royal Marines. He was seriously injured while on patrol in Afghanistan. He's now recovering, and at tonight's game, let's join Paul Ogden at Bramall Lane. Paul.
Thanks, Harry. I told you it was a night for heroes, and it's got nothing to do with the weather here at soggy Bramall Lane. The most miraculous and most wonderful news that I can give you is that Liam is here with us. He's still a bit tired after his recuperation from his horrible injuries in Afghanistan, and so he don't want to talk to us too much. We don't want to tire the poor lad out. Let's talk to the man who does most of his media and PR work these days, and quite right too, his dad, Gary. Gary, what a wonderful emotional night this is going to be for all the family.
It's absolutely fantastic, yeah. Getting our Liam here. Nine weeks today when that terrible incident happened in his contact in Afghanistan. And look where we are with Liam now. He's back up here and up and running with us.
We were staggered that he's on his own two feet and fit enough to even come here tonight to Sheffield's match.
It doesn't surprise me at anything at all with Liam. He's an up and running, he's a fighter. His inspiration to me and everybody else within his family and all the population.
What's the reception been like for you here tonight from the Eagles?
Absolutely brilliant. I can't thank them enough, the Sheffield Eagles, with Mark Ashton. He's been absolutely brilliant.
Now, you told us about how difficult it's been for the family, Gary. You're going to have to persuade him not to go back to Afghanistan as well once he's 100% fit again.
Yeah, I'll have to hold him back. I'll nail him down. His mum won't let him go back there, I'll tell you now.
I just got the impression that if you allowed him to, he'd probably pull on a shirt for the Sheffield Eagles tonight as well and take on Lee.
Yeah, he probably would do, yeah. I've got the shirt here for him if he wants to get it on. He probably would do what, lad, but he won't.
Something very special has happened, by the way, since you'll have heard John Cundy's report on the Look North programme earlier this week, and that is that Terry Butterworth and his organisation, Holiday for Heroes, got wind of the story of Liam Brantley and his fabulous heroics. Tell us about the gesture that you're making for the family and for Liam himself tonight, Terry.
My employer is a very generous benefactor of servicemen. He gives away free holidays at his five-star resort in Slovakia for servicemen who've been injured in Iraq and Afghanistan. His name is Jan Telensky. We heard the story about Liam, and we came round and offered him a holiday.
Really? Which holiday are you talking about?
It's he's going out to Slovakia for a week. It's a place called Aqua City, and it's 13 swimming pools. It's a green world green resort, 2 years on the trot.
Terry, more power to your elbow, because if there's one lad who deserves a holiday, it's Liam Brantley, formerly of Sheffield Eagles, still a Royal Marine and still very enthusiastic about his work. There is so much to this story. The sporting achievements that Liam achieved even before his terrible accident with his Royal Marines career. But you must be so proud. You must be one of the proudest dads in the whole of Yorkshire tonight, I would have thought, Gary.
Absolutely proud. Yeah, proud as punch. I was proud of him before, but I'm even more prouder now. But I don't know how proud you can get, but I am very, very proud. Me and his mother were over the moon.
It's a story about not just the Brantley family, but also the rugby league family, because the whole of the sport has rallied round the wonderful story of Liam Brantley here at Bramall Lane tonight.
The Station of the Stars. RTI.
That was amazing, wasn't it? What a cool dude!
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you, this Liam, he's, I'll tell you what, honestly, you've got to admire him. That is a tough man. He's tough.
Oh, he's unbelievably tough. Words fail me, actually, at that particular point. I just think good luck to you. I hope you feel better soon, mate. And being as you're coming out to Slovakia, I look forward to seeing you when you come here.
Enjoy your holiday. You deserve it.
Absolutely.
And you are what I would call, being a Mancunian, a hard man.
Yes, he oops, a daisy. I'm knocking bits all over the street.
Was that your teeth, dear?
That was me. Ha-ha, it was me teeth.
That was your teeth, wasn't it? It was.
Anyway, let's move on to some of the messages. I got loads in this week. Bless her heart, Naomi, who will feature heavily in this particular programme, has asked for a few things to be done, so I'll do the first couple of them, and you can carry on with the next one. Hey, Eric, like she's the boss. Hey, Eric, don't forget, massive shout-out to Melanie Cartwright. Hold on a minute, I'll just move back from the microphone.
Hold on.
Melanie Cartwright! Was that okay?
Melanie Cartwright!
And to Veronica Novotna, a.k.a. the Forgotten One. No, she's not. We love her. We love all of our listeners very much.
We love everybody.
Well,
just a pair of tarts. I mean, me and you, not Naomi.
Steady, Tiger.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Now, apparently, I need to rip into Mel as much as possible on today's show. Now, why would I do that? It's only fair, as you constantly rip me, says Naomi. No, I don't. Here's a little bit of a background on the original Wild Child. I don't think she's wild at all. I think she's probably...
She's a nice girl. You're just jealous, Naomi.
I think
you're
that's what it is.
You're trying to make her look bad.
Mm. Well, anyway, at the end of this diatribe from Naomi, it says, Eric, seriously, when she found out I knew you and you were on radio, blah, 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 I thought she was going to wet herself. I'm steady. The squealing was unbearable. The breathing became unstable, and I thought she was going to pass out. Do I owe her money? Yes. So, well, I think I must owe a few quid or something. So can I give her the biggest shout-out ever? I think I've done that. Anyway, nice to have you on board with us, Melanie. Enjoy yourself. Yep. Take no notice of what Naomi tells you whatsoever, because it'll probably be fabricated beyond belief. And there you go. One more. It says, please, say a massive hello to Clive Blank. My bestest work colleague. We've both had a really pants week. The grammar's just appalling.
At work. Get your pants on, Naomi. Yeah.
And Clive more so than myself. He's a massive fan of what?
Pinot Grigio. I used to go out with her.
Really? And should be heavily encouraged to drink as much as... No, serious drinking only is recommended by this programme, etc., etc., etc. And apparently, Clive, you've got to stay off the drink until Saturday evening, as I need you in good working order. So, hey? Is there a little hint about something in there? Anyway, hi to Clive Blank, who has had a bad week. And it was pants.
Stay off the booze, Clive. Your mind will go blank.
This one is headed up Jenna 1, Lee 0.
This is just ridiculous.
It says again, dear Eric. See, they're getting it right. They understand the rules. Dear Eric, I love last week's show about the painters who cannot spell school. Well, we like that as well. Yeah, we thought that was very good. Yes, Eric, I use the alternative spelling for the word school, as it is the way the children of my daughter want to pronounce and spell it in her school days. Then no one would get it wrong. Oh, I see, he spelt it S-K-O-O-L. Going back a couple of weeks to Lee's discussion on newspapers, which are not selling, but why?
They are selling.
Let him have his... Just a minute. Let him get a word in edgeways first. The newspapers... Ooh. Jenna. Look, the newspapers market the younger generation to buy their newspapers, but they are the ones who don't want to pay. See, it's very sensible. Therefore, as there is nothing much in it for the older person, they do not want to buy them either. QED. It's Jenna. It's a she. This all makes sense. It does make sense.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Anything that's wrong can make sense.
Well, it is wrong.
Just because it's wrong, it doesn't mean you don't understand it.
See, Jenna, sorry, darling. He will defend the old printing press for a million years ago. Who was the bloke who invented the printing press?
Cagney and Lacey.
Who really?
I can't remember. Capstan.
Stop it. Capstan. Capstan Press, was it?
Yeah. I think it was Caxton.
Caxton. That's the one. We got there in the end. Good grief. Jenna, seriously, I think he's still living in the age of Caxton.
Let's just put a thing under this, right? Do you know that they said exactly the same thing about the internal combustion engine? And they said the same thing about rock and roll. That'll never last either. Yeah, right, Gemma. Yeah.
Right, so they're now transferring the internal combustion engine to water and drum and bass and R&B are now in the charts. Rock and roll died years ago.
Did they bash your clock?
One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock, ba-dum. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock, ba-dum. That's an old track, young people, from from a million years ago. That was in the charts in the 50s.
So don't you be a little liar. You remember it coming out. I remember
I do not. I do not. I don't. What I do remember...
cinema seats and chocolate the screen and everything.
What I do remember is being forced to play it as a professional DJ on the gold radio programmes. I remember that.
Would you rather have played Frankie Lane?
Who?
Yeah, see. Yeah.
Who?
Frankie Lane, dear. All those old people.
I would much rather listen to Katy Perry or Magnetic Man.
Darling, they weren't about then.
No, because they're today, Lee.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about growth and expansion and growing organically to meet with the future. It doesn't mean you started off, right, as a human being when you were born in 1927.
No,
right?
I came down in the spaceship from Mars. It's official. It was in a book.
Right, I will treat that with the consent it deserves, right? You, right, were born as a human being.
All right.
And as you've grown and become a different kind of person, you've tried desperately to remove yourself from humanity in the way you look, the way you act, the way you talk, but you have remained quintessentially a human being.
Uh-huh.
And that happened to the internal combustion engine and to rock and roll. It grew and changed and became something else. That's what will happen with newspapers.
But it's called drum and bass and R&B and stuff like that now.
And it's called free press and tabloid and
Excuse me. You're the one that...
I just did an e-newsletter. You can't get me for that.
You just go on about... Every week, you go on so alarming about my grammatical insensitivity. And yet, he talks about the free press. Now, since when did you go to a newsagent's and get your newspaper and it was free?
I'm not talking about that. I buy the Daily Mail, the Daily Express and the Guardian. That's free press.
What do you buy?
The Daily Express.
Yes.
The Daily Mail.
Yes.
And either the Independent or the Guardian. You know, if you notice, they spell their masthead wrong.
Well, it's called the Groaning.
Yeah.
The Groaning newspaper. You buy the Daily Whinge Mail.
I'll buy the Daily Mail because I think that is probably one of the most intelligent newspapers.
Whinging newspapers on the planet.
It suits its market. That's what I'm trying to tell Gemma. It's designed specifically for a market. And what's happening now, newspapers are designing themselves for a youth market. Now, she's saying, with the greatest of respect, young people won't buy newspapers. That's what the job is, to train them to do so. That's why it's being on the internet.
You're going to train people to want to buy newspapers? Why can't the newspapers be trained to go with the people?
Because they are. We've got to remind... Look, right, we have something on this list here, right, about the Facebook generation and the dire warning for the future.
Yeah,
this internet thing has got to change as much as newspapers have got to change. It is not the way forward in the future the way it stands, and newspapers are not the way forward in the future as they stand. But everything will homogenise and grow the same as you did.
Mm.
But the reason, you know, the reason I get The Guardian...
It beggars belief why you'd bother.
Basically, you know, honestly, for design. I think they're both beautifully designed newspapers.
So you buy a newspaper because it looks pretty?
It's aesthetically pleasing, yes. The Guardian and The Independent actually have the aesthetic S.
Have they?
Yeah, just like a Jaguar.
Ah, right.
Can I tell you about Bill Cash now?
No, not yet. Anyway, having done all of that bit, but there's one thing that I really do want to do this week, boys and girls. Along with saying hello to Jano and to Martina, I think. Yeah, I'm sure it's Martina, who were both lovely to me this morning.
Aww.
Martina's about 22, I suspect. Jan's in his mid-30s. And they both...
You're such a pervert.
They genuinely said... 45 years old was my age. I love them. I love them.
I love them too for taking the mickey out of you and believe them. You say that to old people, don't you?
No.
Like you see somebody and you say, how old are you then? They go, I'm 86. And you say, gosh, you don't look a day over 40.
So anyway, to those lovely people, Diakwim Velmi Pekne.
You're talking backwards.
That was Slovak, you imbecile. Which reminds me of...
I've got to stop laughing now. Don't make me laugh.
Dear.
To laugh all the time. You stop laughing as well.
Why? What have I done wrong? Anyway, we've got to do a couple of serious bits because I would like to mention a story now, which I want Lee to do, because he's... And I will tell you, everybody, because I know we muck about a lot, and we do muck about a lot, but Lee has been working on a project in the UK for, so far, no no credible reason whatsoever, other than the fact that he wants to do it. He hasn't been running out to the press. Like, you know, when you see these charity people, they go, oh, look at me, I gave 50p or 50 cents to charity today, aren't I wonderful? And you see them and you think, you twat, what are you trying to do? Unbelievable. And they really get up my own. The people I respect more are those that set up charitable events and don't actually say, excuse me, it's me, I done all this, blah, 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 blah. But there is sometimes when it should be noted as to who set these things up. Now, I will tell you before he tells you the story that Uncle Lee set this project up on his own, organised it all, and got some celebrities involved as well. Now, that doesn't come easy because you have to put a bit of work into it. So, Lee, thank you very much. Now, I would like you... I would like you to do your bestest ever commercial to promote a great event for the War Widows charity in the UK.
Right. Yeah, it is good. I can't claim all the glory for it. It's very kind of you to say that and everything. And I'm, it's been an interesting thing to do. But really, it's Richard and Jan, who are the hosts at the Plough Inn in Woodseaves in Staffordshire, the village that I live in. They wanted to do a charity event this weekend. And I was just sitting in the pub having a chat with them, and I suggested to them, well, why don't we do it for Holidays for Heroes and Help for War Widows?
Yep, yep.
And they said, yeah. Now, after that, it just blossomed and bloomed. We've got magicians coming down. We've got musicians coming down. We've actually got Naomi coming down under her own volition. She's travelling. She's getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. This weekend to travel by train 300 miles from her home to my tiny little village and this tiny little pub. She's coming down to tell everybody.
No, can I just correct you for that? She's going up.
Oh, I'm not going into this again. You go up to London. Yeah, all right, you're right. She's coming up here. Right. No, she's not. She's coming down here.
No, anyway. She's not. She's going up to you, right?
Right. Anyway.
Yes.
And to tell everybody about the charity. And everybody's really pleased. Everybody's looking forward to it. And it should be good. We've got to be... It's a quintessential English garden party.
No,
we're going
to
be playing chess. Garden chess.
I can do that.
We're going to be... Can you?
Yeah, I can play chess. It's called... In Slovak, it's called šach.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing that. Then we've got a little golf tournament, and a company around here have presented us with a golf day as a prize.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and I'm not saying who this is, unless you particularly want me to, because just in case, you know, it doesn't happen, but there is a very, very well-known British comedian, really right at the top of his game, who is an old mate of mine, who is going to endeavour to come down.
We should keep that a secret, really. It should be a surprise.
Yeah, keep that a secret until... Because if he's there, I'll get a bit of an interview with him and we'll do it... We'll play it on air.
Yeah.
But the thing is, even if this chap, who's a good egg and really funny, can't get there because of all the commitments, he's trying to juggle things around... He's going to be somebody else in his place, somebody quite well known as well. He's going to come and stand in for him. So one way or the other, it's going to be a brilliant event. And all I can say is there's a lot of people in Woodseaves who now listen to the show. Just get there on Sunday. It starts at 1 p.m. Eric said that if you've got people out in Afghanistan or whatever, if you want to leave a message for them at the event, I'll be there, I'll record it, and we can chuck it out. We can't say too much, but you know, just say hello to your loved ones, things like that. It'll be a good day. It's going to be funny, it's going to be dramatic, it's going to be exciting, there's going to be loads of things going on, and it's down to Jan and Richard for having the foresight to think we should do something as a village to help somebody in the world.
We'll be back in part two of Postcard from Pop Rap, boys and girls. Don't go away, you'll miss lots of nice things.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.